It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. 5 computers, 10 hard drives, and possibly hundreds of portable thumb drives. That's what was recovered from the compound where Osama bin Laden was killed. All that equipment is now in the hands of the U.S. military, which is undergoing a massive effort to figure out what the data says and what it means. Declan McCullough is senior political correspondent for CNET.com. He says this effort will be conducted under a thick cloud of secrecy.
There's a group that's organized under the Director of National Intelligence. It's called the National Media Exploitation Center. And that is, according to a January 2011 Pentagon directive, the central clearinghouse for any so-called collected documents and electronic media. And by collected, they mean collected on the battlefield. Now, the center is pretty secretive. It doesn't have a website. It's very low profile. It's actually difficult to find out even who runs it. But this is in charge of processing and then translating, if necessary, doing a forensic analysis of all of the computer data that would have been seized in the raid.
So what kind of things in particular are they looking for?
Going to do is first make lots of copies of the information so you don't disturb the original. Then you do things like trying to undelete files. Yeah, you have to deal with encryption. And then you can use a tool called Intelli, which is a software that lets you sort through lots and lots of email messages. It almost helps you visualize it. It's a pretty interesting interface, and that's sold to law enforcement and government clients. And then you can also kind of reconstruct what happened. I mean, were files created at a certain time? Was this file created when a web search was going on or when a USB stick was plugged in? So it's basically trying to recreate a moment in time, or in this case, lots of different moments. Another thing you'll do is also keyword searches, both in Arabic and English, to see what hits these searches through the hard drive on these keywords bring up.
Declan McCullough of CNET.com. Canadian and American researchers have built a prototype of a smartphone that's as thin as a piece of paper. The paper phone can send emails, make phone calls, play music, everything. It uses e-ink, the same stuff they use in a Kindle. As if the idea of a paper-thin computer wasn't mind-twisting enough, get this. The paper phone is controlled by folding it and bending it. Audrey Gerard is a postdoctoral fellow in the Queen's University Human Media Lab.
So if we bend a corner, we know which corner was bent and we know how it was bent. So that, for example, if you're reading a book on our display, then you can flip the pages just like you would flip the pages in a book. So you can go through the corner and flip it forward to change the page. This is a new revolution. Flexible displays will really change how we can display information. We can put a display on any object because it can bend, it can curl, it can be curved, but also it can be shaped to our body. So if I take this paper phone and I put it on my wrist, for example, then it will curve to my wrist and it makes it very comfortable. And it's a lot more sturdy. If you drop it on the floor, it won't break.
Well, I mean, that's fine for you running around there with a paper phone. And here I am stuck with just an ultra-thin smartphone like a sucker. Way to rub it in, Dr. Audrey Gerard.
There you go.
You can check out the paper phone at marketplacetech.org. We have a video of it in action. Audrey says it's at least 5 years from being ready for the public. Sorry, public. Also at our website, you can sign up to receive a daily email from me about what's happening in tech that day. That's at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.